This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Always live on the Odyssey app.
D-Lo.
Nope. The hotkeys are down. I'm not sure why those are down. Hang on 1 second. We got to do it again. Hotkeys are up now.
Here we go.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, one more time for the that beam shining brighter than Casey's Fest. Let's go. What up, man?
Sacktown brings, when on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now.
Season high, four games over 500. Let's let it ride.
Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep, whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke, we the team of the year. We shaking things over here, don't doubt, we believe over here. We don't bleed over here, and let me just speak real clear. Only deal with real kings over here, so tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now.
You can tell them, young girl.
Let's go.
We welcome you in here to the Tuesday, March 4th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barley.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Can you explain your vest to everybody before the show starts?
Yes, real simple. I paid a good $3 for this, and I'm going to wear it.
You didn't catch episode one of Celtic City this morning? That's why?
Absolutely not. Did you?
I caught part of it, actually, yeah.
Trash! Trash!
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No. $3.
I mean, you're going short sleeve like it's springtime outside, like there's not clouds. You kept the dark glasses on.
It's a bold move.
No, he looks like because he's been trying to get on stage with Jodeci like all for like a month. And, you know, now that the show is like 3 weeks away, well, I feel like he's kicking it into.
KC got sick and they may call me up to the big leagues.
I don't think that calls.
He got sick. They had to reschedule some the shows for this weekend, but the other ones are on as planned.
Okay.
So he may not be able to push it the way he was before he got sick.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, I'll be there.
So that's why you're in here with
the dark. Yeah, baby. Woo. Woo. Simple as that. You see how I got that? You know how I'm playing. But no, I spent $3 on this, and I'm aware.
It's fashion.
What it is.
I was just
know about that.
It
is, look, it would be silly.
That's what it is.
Like, look, Kyle, James, like they all acknowledged it the second you walked in. Chatty House popped for it. I was just like, okay, look, let's talk about it. I'm all for taking, you know, bold moves on the fashion side.
You throw it on, man, and
you went with
what's going on.
I like it.
Yeah. You know, it's we're in the studio. We're in the studio all damn day, so it don't matter what the weather. You'll see me in a cardigan in August.
Yeah, that's a true story. It does not matter what the temperature is outside because it's about 2 o'clock in here. It's going to be freezing. We don't know why that happens.
I'm gonna have to get an insider's hoodie.
But every day it does.
From Megan.
Yeah, you're gonna need one at about two. But when Trista gets into that like second half of the conversation, you're gonna see KC run out of here, run down to the prize closet, and come back with a red insider's hoodie. Yeah, right.
Just trying to survive.
That's it, man. That's all we're trying to do. And the Kings are doing just that as they win their fourth straight. Absolutely destroying the Dallas Mavericks. You know, there is an ugly part of this story, and that's, of course, the injury. That's Kyrie Irving. That sucks, man. We'll talk more in-depthly about Kyrie Irving, but I was just telling the insiders, it is really hard to not feel like this isn't – I don't know how this could not be the end of the Dallas Mavericks season. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that would prevent it is the fact that Phoenix might kill each other before winning enough games to catch Dallas, and Portland just might not be talented enough. Mm-hmm. But those three teams now are in a legitimate battle, hopefully for just the 10th seed, and the Sacramento Kings have removed themselves from that conversation. It was a 10-point lead going into halftime. Kings were playing pretty well there in the first half, and then a dominant 34-16 third quarter just ended it.
Yeah.
Game was over.
Yeah, just
game was over going into the fourth quarter.
Just absolutely.
As my Prize Picks lineup was.
Oh, I was keeping track too.
I was 1-3 away.
Well, it was the same. So DeMar got his?
No, I would have won. Oh, I think I would have won. Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that too because I was like, I needed one more bucket from LaVine. I needed one more bucket from JV. And we got to the fourth quarter. They're not coming in no more.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
And I thought about yours with DeMar.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
DeMar ain't coming in no more either.
It ain't going to happen.
And then Exum hit a three, and I was like, oh, let's go. One more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Did he hit another three?
He needed one more.
Oh.
He only needed to hit two. The man was like 1-for-7 from the field. That was like the one basket he hit. But he hit it in the third, like late. He either hit it late in the third. He might have hit it early in the fourth. Mm-hmm. And there was a certain he ain't going to play much longer.
He had another look right after that.
He did, and he missed. It was like, I'm going to need him to get one more. Need him to get one more because the foreplay, I think, what I say it was like
$1,300. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the three-play would have still netted me like $260 on the $20 bet.
Who knew it was going to be a blowout? They only played
three
quarters.
I didn't count on Kyrie Irving going out, and I didn't count on that game, you know, going the way that it did. But you could take my Prize Picks lineup. The Kings walk away with a victory, man.
Absolutely, man. And like you said, that third quarter, they just bludgeoned the Mavs. I mean, they had the Mavs so frustrated. Spencer Dinwiddie was getting a technical foul on his own and one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was so mad.
Yeah.
He actually got an and-one opportunity and got a technical foul. I mean, it was business being handled against a team that was already shorthanded, but then they lose Kyrie like you talk about. And
then they lost Hardy.
Yeah. There was a moment in that game.
And he's out for a couple weeks, by the way.
Yeah, that was a bad rolled ankle.
I don't know that it said a couple weeks. He's out for a while, though.
Yeah, that was a bad rolled ankle.
Mm-hmm.
There was a moment probably around there when it just felt like bodies were flying everywhere. I said, let's just get this win and get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Malik exited the game for a little bit.
Did they ever say what that was?
It happened when he dove on the floor. All I know, we were still here. You said in our meeting, hey, Malik just went to the locker room. And then I saw the alert came from the Kings that Malik is available to return. And then as we were leaving, you're like, yeah, Malik's back out there. He just hit a three.
And he played well in that second half. It helped his gameplay helped in that third quarter kind of create that separation. So we talked about this about 2 weeks ago. We weren't getting no easy wins, or wide margin wins.
Yeah.
That's three in the last five games or something like that.
Now they've had a couple.
And Saturday wasn't that close. And it wouldn't end up being 10.
Yeah, they fought. It was 10. I don't know how high. I know it was 16 early, but the Kings kind of gave that up pretty quickly. And it kind of became a hold them off. That, like, the whole game was just trying to hold them off, and that's ultimately what they did.
With about 5 minutes left in that fourth quarter, the lead really fluctuated between, 15 and 8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They get it to 8, then they'd hit a 3 to get it back to double digits. But I'm not saying it's the same level as what we saw yesterday, but being able to close out games that way is absolutely positive and a sign of being able to win in a number of different ways, like we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, and that's what you want this team to be able to do. Last night was a little bit of everything. It was a mix of, at least for the Sacramento Kings, good fortune, great 3-point shooting, 47% from 3.
Yeah, man.
And they protected the basketball, single digit turnovers.
I love that
for that group.
I love that.
Those are 47% from 3, single digit turnovers. Give me that 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with that, man. Taking care of the ball, and then like you mentioned, the 16 threes. That didn't even include. I was listening to Deuce Amo, and they were correct about this one. That didn't even include arguably your best 3-point shooter. Keon didn't hit it.
Yeah.
Last night. You know, and he was
Keon didn't hit twos, threes, free throws, nothing.
Yeah. And you were still able to put up 16 threes and shoot 47%, man. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those games that you talked about after the Rockets game that everything really looked repeatable.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like something that you could do on a consistent basis. Nobody went crazy. Obviously it was really three quarters of gameplay, but everybody was just sharp, and Keegan Murray, who's been playing fantastic the last four, since the All-Star break, really.
Yeah.
He put up another top-notch game on both sides of the floor.
Yeah, we'll
he
talk.
Was great.
We'll talk a lot more about Kyrie Irving coming up here in just a Kyrie Irving. We'll talk a lot more about Keegan Murray coming up here in just a couple of minutes. In addition to what Zach LaVine was able to do last night, in addition to what DeMar DeRozan was able to do last night, but more specifically, what this group of guys have been able to do for the last four or five games or so.
Starting to feel good about themselves. Obviously, the competition or the opponents are who they are. But this is how you, in my opinion, this is how you're able to foster a winning environment, foster confidence in what you're trying to do. And James had a great point that he mentioned today, but he had mentioned a week ago. No disrespect to these teams because they're NBA teams, but you needed some gameplay under these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And with this schedule, once again, you could lose. They lost to the Pelicans, so I'm not trying to be cocky with it or nothing. But you had some glorified scrimmages going on against teams that were lesser than or that were struggling or, had 14 wins, like you mentioned earlier. An opportunity to work through things in real time before you get into the stretch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Catch where you're going up against a bunch of playoff teams. So I think that's been beneficial for him as well.
How many times have we seen the Kings, real quick, just kind of fight for their lives in these games? Like, they're kind of blowing these teams out, handling the business like you should, I guess, as a good team.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll come back. We'll look at the schedule ahead because it's going to get more difficult for sure. But you can't control who you play. You can only control how you play against them. And the Kings will close out this 4-game road trip, to which they've started 3-0 so far, in Denver tomorrow. So we'll dive into that. We'll talk more, as I said, about Keegan Murray, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan. How real is this? How sustainable is this? We'll talk about all of that. The phone lines are open for you, 916-909-1320. Trista Crick, 2 o'clock. Jason Jones, final hour of the show. You had something?
No, I was just going to say that there was just something that I saw last night. A difference in JV and Sabonis that really stuck out to me last night.
Talk about that as well. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Travis, put Cody down.
Greatest one.
Shinsuke, no! They were directing my man in the ring. No, that's enough.
Travis, hey, stop. Do you hear me, Travis? Put Cody down.
Look, I'm with Sage around.
Bro, the pick
I'm enjoying Travis Scott. That's hilarious.
The pick of Cena and The Rock is perfect. Like, Cena standing on Cody's face or whatever, and then just off to the right side of the picture is just Travis Scott leaning against the ropes. Like, what are you doing here?
You know what probably got him? Because they say Travis Scott busted. Because you could see Cody's black eye. You could, like, the whole side of his face. Yeah. Like, when he got up and that blood started to dry off his face, before they went, like, after the show ended and it started to, you know, it was transitioning to the press conference and they just kept the camera on him. You could see the purple was starting to form. My guess, because you hear wrestlers talk about this all the time, the one thing that you can't do when you hit is cup your hand. People think if you cup your hand, it'll hit softer, where if you cup your hand, that's how you pop an eardrum. And by all indications, that's what I think that's what Meltzer reported. So that's what people are kind of running with. I'm assuming, you know, Meltzer's got that right. He's got a pretty good line to Cody. So
yeah, that's
probably some.
That's tough, man. That is tough because that was a smack.
Yeah, he knocked the hell out of him. He knocked. We'll talk about this with Jason.
Not because he got hurt, but
no, he knocked the absolute hell out of him. I'm like, look, the only way this should end is with Cody beating the crap out of Travis Scott.
Travis Scott does not need a match day one, though. Yeah. I'll say that.
No, he doesn't need a match at all. He just needs a receipt.
He needs a receipt, and it's going to be like.
You know what Cody should do is get that belt that The Rock had and get one swift shot.
The one that he smeared the blood on?
Yeah. Yeah. Just get one swift shot at Travis.
Well, that's like. They have to tell Travis like they told Michael B. Jordan in Creed 1. It was like, I forgot what was going on, but it was one of the boxing scenes. And they said, hey, you got to take this. Mm-hmm. Like he's going to hit you. And it was a real boxer. It was, Bellevue. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, the only way this is going to work is he's going to hit you. So mm-hmm. you got to take it. And he did. And they got to tell that with Travis. They'd be like, hey, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
Cody about to hit you for real. Like you just gotta
take it, dog.
you gotta take
the shot. It's just the game. It's the game. I gotta throw this on the screen.
Yeah,
here.
You see that?
Yeah. I just gotta throw this on the screen here real quick. Shout out to Warren or Dr. David. I don't know how Dr. David pulled this one so fast, but they're asking who wore it better. They're asking who wore it better. The Godfather. That's crazy. Hey, just real quick.
Choo choo. No,
can you hit us with a whole train real quick?
I forgot what he would say. He would say,
come get on the whole train.
Choo choo.
Man, that is wild that Dr. David was able to pull that one.
The
so
other
fast.
One he used to crack me up with is he go. Now you can fight me, knowing I'm gonna beat your ass, or you can fall back and get one of. I ain't gonna say the rest.
Mm-hmm. One of these fine young ladies of the night, and then like Big Boss Man would go, I don't want one of them. I want all of them. This used to be on. This is television. This is what we grew up watching.
This was before. War Zone. This was like at 8:20.
Yeah.
They hung Boss Man from the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. At WrestleMania.
And raised it. Yes, and raised it.
Yeah. Jeez. And then he just showed up the next night. Just on Raw. Just back.
You gotta love it.
Attitude Era sucks.
Did you ever see what happened on that where they're hanging Boss Man? Because remember, Edge and Christian came down. Because they were with like the Taker's crew,
yeah.
And they hang Big Show, and Big Show's there hanging, you know, in the middle of freaking WrestleMania, and Edge and Christian are supposed to be pulled back up to the rafters.
They're stuck, right?
Yeah. Edge gets stuck, and he's just like, Edge is just there like flailing. it's funny. It's not because of what happened, you know, a year later or whatever it was with Owen.
That was before Owen.
Yeah, of course it was before. There's no chance they would do that after. Oh. Yeah, he's like, go back and watch it. He's just like, his legs are, he's just flailing.
I do remember
40 feet in the air.
I vaguely remember that.
I tried to go back and watch Raw yesterday. I couldn't do it.
I watched the Punk interview. The Punk promo was fire.
The rest was fast forwarded.
So we got Kings won last night. We got Punk, Rollins,
and Roman.
Steel Cage next week. MSG.
Roman's coming back. Yeah, that's not gonna. That one.
Roman's got to come back.
Roman's definitely gonna be in the Garden.
Roman's got to come back. Go Kane and rip the door off of the hinges and spear both of them.
I think that has a chance to be a classic.
I also think. I also think that might explain why we didn't get The Rock. We didn't get Dwayne or The Rock or whoever or John last night.
Mm.
Throw him in at the Garden.
Yeah. The Garden. Garden's gonna be a borderline.
Garden. Yeah. It's gonna be special next week.
I wonder what they're gonna do with Solo and Fatu. That's where I go. I always got my eye towards the Bloodline. I wonder what they're gonna do with that.
They'll have to run it at WrestleMania, no?
Yeah, that makes sense. Those two running in, Fatu taking over.
LA Knight beat Jacob, I think, or whatever. So he's the new number one contender for whatever he does.
What?
Wait, say that again?
LA Knight, I think he had a triple threat. So, like, he's the new number one contender for the U.S. title, I think.
LA Knight beat...
It was a triple threat, yes. He beat Jacob and Carmelo Hayes, I think his name is.
Oh, yeah, Carmelo.
Dude, just accept it. LA Knight is here. Like, he's just here. Accept it.
He's still kind of over.
He is.
He's still kind of over.
I'm never going to accept it. I'll wear Kenny's vest every day before I accept that. LA Knight is not real, but are the Sacramento Kings. Is what we're seeing from the Sacramento Kings real? Because there's no one that can script the Kings to be good like they can sorry ass LA Knight.
Well,
but
why is LA
he's
Knight
not good? Let's stop this. This has gone on too long.
Well, shouldn't that show
he's
you that
in
he's
the
actually
mid-card,
good
though.
If it's going?
He's not
going
good.
On 2 years.
He's just really been a mid card guy like the last 2 years.
Yeah, you just said he beat Jacob.
Yeah, but it's because we got bigger plans for Jacob.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. He could if it was a triple threat, he could have pinned Carmelo.
You know, he did pin Carmelo.
Oh, okay.
Jacob went in for the pin and then pulled his leg.
Okay,
All right.
That works. All right.
Classic Triple H shenanigans or Triple Threat shenanigans. I'm fine with that.
To your question, though.
Is what we're seeing from Sacramento real?
I believe it is. I believe it is. I think this is a solid team, a good team that's getting better with time. Getting better with time. Together, time on the court, time with their coach, and they're gaining confidence with each passing game. I think it is real. Now, what's real is also, you know, it's all subjective, right? Like, I'm not saying they're a title contender,
mm-hmm.
but I do think they're a good team. I think they're a team that legit can be in that sixth seed.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are a team that can get out of the play-in, can finish seven or eight, get out of the play-in. And I, depending on who they get, like, I think they could put somebody in that first round.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could. I'm anxious to see the OKC matchup coming up in a couple weeks because I want to see how they match up with them now with this new group.
Do we think Houston's not going to plummet, are they?
They're not. I looked.
I don't think so. Either.
I looked for it.
Supposed to be, I think.
I looked for it on Saturday after their game, and their march is so easy. Their march is filled with like this Thunder game might have been the toughest one. There it's filled with Pelicans, Magic, Wizards, Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why I don't think they'll fall apart. They when they get in that first round, I hate to be like Windhorse, but they might be the mark.
Mm-hmm.
They might be who people are lining up to play against. But they're not going to fall because their schedule is just too easy.
They're a year too early. We'll watch them probably lose in the first round to maybe Denver.
Well,
maybe
hold on
round
a second. They were a year early last year.
Well, they were only 41-41 last year, though, no?
Yeah, that was better, I think, than people expected. Maybe not way better, but a little better, I think, than people expected.
Yeah, a little better. They still, they finished like 7 games out of the 10, though.
Is that how far it was? Jesus Christ. Really?
What I mean, too, is like they still, like, once you lose in the playoffs this year, like, now you reassess and see, all right, where do we need to add a star maybe or make a trade here and stuff like that.
Yeah, 41-41, 5 games back from Golden State.
They went on a crazy run at the end of the season, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not beloing JC in Houston, so the question doesn't need to be how real is Houston, but.
My boy Reed Shepherd played last night, played really well.
33-28 for the Golden State Warriors, 32-28 for the Los Angeles Clippers, 32-28 for the Sacramento Kings, 33-29 for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think the discussion may end there, but the 10th seed is the Dallas Mavericks at 32-30, and then Phoenix is 3.5 games back from Dallas. Portland is 4 games back from Dallas. I don't know how Dallas survives what's happening to them. They looked broken last night. And the Kyrie Irving injury on a day that season ticket renewal notice went out, on a day that articles were written about that season ticket renewal and the 8% increase, you lose Kyrie Irving, and you got to imagine you're losing him for the bulk of next year.
Yeah.
Like, you're done.
I was asking I was asked the question by my wife and son. Like, is he going to come back? When is he going to come back? And I said, I think he's going to come back because he's not going to end it like this, but he's had a lot of injuries.
And you mean come back and play basketball again? Yeah. Oh, Kyrie going to play basketball.
He's going to play, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to even think, like, all right, have we kind of seen the end of Kyrie?
Oh, I don't think so. He's
32? 32. Like you mentioned, probably going to be out all of next year or majority of next year. So now we're going to see a 34-year-old Kyrie, and he's going to come back because he's a competitor. He loves basketball, and he don't want to go out like that. But, like, what do we see from a 34-year-old Kyrie who's had a busted kneecap and now an ACL? I think they're two different legs that it happened on.
But it's actually worse than that. Kyrie's birthday is March 23rd. He's going to turn 33.
So
he'll probably be out when he turns 34.
Yeah. Like I said, he'll come back. I believe he's not going out like that. He'll play again. But now, like, this is what we're talking about with him, though. Like,
so for
he's
me,
late in the game.
Yeah, I hear you. Dallas has to be terrible next year, right? Like, they can't possibly be good. I forgot Anthony Davis is there.
He is.
And I completely forgot he was there.
Well, you saw the other, what Shams had to say.
I didn't.
He said, we probably, there's a real possibility you saw his only game there.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And he's out. And then you got to figure out, all right, you know, is this a guy that you have moving forward? Like, you got him on a contract, but how much can you rely on him because of his injury history? That sucks for them, man.
Yeah, it's tough. It sucks for Dallas. It sucks for Nico. It sucks for AD. It's bad for everyone involved. But I gotta imagine Kyrie Irving doesn't play a single game next year, and I think he'd be really good when he returned in the year that he was going to turn 35. I think he'd be very good. Just at that point, you got to pray no other injuries happen. I mean, he had played 50 of the Dallas's 62 games. That sucks, man.
That does.
I was emotional watching that video back this morning. I felt horrible for him.
That was.
And I didn't notice when we were watching it, you know, the tears streaming down.
I saw it on your stories. I didn't notice that either, man. That was heartbreaking, man. I'm a big Kyrie Irving fan as a basketball player. I'm a big fan of his. I feel like he's grown as a man in recent years.
Yeah.
And that was tough to see. That's one of my favorite players of all time to watch him play, man. To see him in that moment, you talk about it all the time. These guys know. He knew that wasn't just a sprain.
Yeah, I just hate the initial, you see it, it's almost before the pain sets in. He steps on Valanciunas' foot, the second leg hits. Valanciunas' feet were taking Mavericks out left and right last night. He grabs his knee, which surprised me because at first I thought it was his ankle. Grabs his knee, and he's not yelling. He's not in pain. He grabs his knee, and he has that. He has that damn it, look on his face. And then that's when, like, he rolls over, and he just kind of, like, almost in that fetal position holding his knee, and then to go out there and shoot those free throws, man, that's tough.
That was tough to see, man. And wish him a speedy recovery. And like I said, I'm hear me when I say I know he ain't going out like this. He will come back, but just, you know, two catastrophic knee injuries, and you go into the 34th or, you know, close to your 35th year.
Yeah.
Trying to play, that's going to be tough. I was trying to look at the contract situation, 24, 25. What is this?
One more.
He's a un- so next year is the final year of his contract.
Yeah.
So the year that we think he's going to come back, he'll be a free agent.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Let's get that boy Young Zell in here. Zell, what's happening, baby?
What's up with the guys, man?
What's up, big dog? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, chilling. As you say, campaigning and maintaining, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was calling in, man. I know I called on the sad part. I just tuned in. So, you know, prayers up to Kyrie, man. You know, hell of a player. You know, one of the greats already. But on another note, I was calling because, hey, D-Lo, man, hey, I was with you. I was still the same way. Like, man, yeah, it's probably time. Go ahead, retire. It's like the Bean song, man. You know, it was fun to last. The Kings took offense to it. They lost it from six.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, they must have heard that. They said, no, we want to keep hearing that thing. But them boys just turning up, man. I got to give a shout-out to the team, man. Shout-out to Doug Christie, man, really pulling these boys together. And I was just on another note real quick. I just want to say, man, I think – I might be jumping the gun. You know, I know I'm probably jumping the gun. I'm excited.
Okay.
My excitement. But I think we're getting close to removing that interim tag. Because I'm like, Doug, you know, he's done a lot through not just, you know, he had the 7-game winning streak. But I think it says something when the whole team is in shambles. You got Fox, you know, doing whatever and then getting traded. You're trading your star player. Then you have other players getting it. Like he had to keep them together. It was easy for them just to fall off the ropes. And now he got us right there close to the sixth seed. Man, that to me, that's showing he's a true leader at what he does. And I can only imagine what he'll do with a full training camp with this team. But much love to y'all boys, man. Keep doing y'all thing.
Appreciate you, Zell.
Yes, sir.
My
appreciate
dog.
You, Zell. Light to Beam ain't going nowhere.
No, sir.
It ain't going nowhere. I mean, the remix could hit. I mean, I don't know. Like, if you really feeling.
Been waiting for the remix.
I mean, if you really, because I still got the text. Like, I could pull it up. I could pull the DeMar DeRozan text up that you sent me, but, like, it's cool. I ain't going to do that. It's been a dicey year, Zell. I get it.
I think I agree with Zell. Like, I think, like, Doug can coach. This team was in the dumps, and now, like he said, they're a half game out of the sixth seed. But what if even after all this they don't make the playoffs?
Well, go ahead.
I think record is important because the conference is a mess. Like, the Kings could win, you know, what, 15-5? I mean, everybody would be thrilled if they went 15-5 over the next 20 games, no? Well, so could Golden State. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, a couple of, like, there are other teams that could do, similar things. It's, It's tough, so I would try to isolate Doug's record and then see how the play-in goes. Mm-hmm. Doug's record over the course of the – it'll be 50 games that he coaches, 52 games. I think Mike was fired at, like, 31,
I think it was.
Okay.
13-18.
Okay.
I think they were.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. So I would – I would put a lot on Doug's record, but I'd also I do want to see how the, you know, if they're in the play-in, how that plays out. But I'd put a lot on Doug's record over 52 games rather than isolating it to the one
two. I could have been a little bit of prisoner of the moment and seeing what was going on, but I thought this is your head coach probably 3, 4, 5 games into that first 7-game winning streak. And one of the reasons I thought about that is just, number one, I believe in Doug Christie. I think he is head coach quality. Number two, I just remember the vitriol from the coaches around the league and the people around the league. And I looked at it like, all right, you fired Doug Christie. What kind of coach you think you're getting? Because people were talking crazy about
that. That's funny. They're going to talk crazy until they're offered a job.
Very true. Very true. But that was my thought. Like, they may have backed themselves in the corner because of firing Mike Brown and, you know, and to some people's eyes, the way it went down, where Doug Christie wants it, he's probably going to be, like, I'm just throwing out, not saying this guy, but, like, if you try to go get a George Karl, he's going to tax you because of everything that goes on. Doug Christie's going to be cheaper than that. So all things considered, I thought it was going to be his job for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, this is his job when you put all the components together. That's before. We're here 29 games later, and he's 19-10, and he's been able to navigate through all the tough waters. to me, it's a no-brainer. It is. I'd be shocked. Playoffs or not, I'd be shocked if he wasn't the full-time head coach. I'd be stunned.
Okay, so there's that.
Go ahead and run it. I saw you start. Yeah, from our man Rel.
I don't see how you make Doug the coach unless you plan on continuing Monty and Wes. He says, I think Doug can coach, but I don't believe in Monty. That's a problem. That's kind of where I'm at with it, too. I believe in Doug Christie. I think he's the one who's kind of turned this team around, got them going. I don't know how much I believe in this front office now, even with all the trades that they made and all that. Given the Mike Brown stuff, it's still the circus. Trading your franchise player was still a circus. Like, you get your part of that. It's just, I think if you do bring back Doug Christie, though, you're probably going to have to bring those guys back.
Let me ask you guys a question, though. I was thinking about this earlier. Can they, I'm talking about the front office, can they do anything to save their job? Because it feels like, talking to you guys and everybody else,
low-key happening right now, to be honest.
They kind of killed this. Like, getting LaVine, getting JV, getting LaRavia. I think they were pushing heavy for Keon to play, but while Mike Brown was here.
Can I ask you a honest question? If you don't want to answer honestly, you don't have to. You can lie to me.
No, I'm a lie.
Well, you said yesterday on KSFM, it's the first time I've told the truth. So, do you think the front office wanted Zach LaVine, or do you think Vivek Ranadive wanted Zach LaVine?
Definitely think Vivek wanted Zach LaVine, but...
You're right. Who was the driving force behind acquiring Zach LaVine?
I would even probably guess Vivek Ranadive.
Okay.
But looking at Monty McNair, and I'll just stay with him, Zach LaVine kind of seems like a Monty McNair player. Like, is he
also
offense, shooting from three levels, being able to shoot the ball? These are the guys that he's tried to bring in the whole time. That
Mike Bishan complained about.
Yeah. So.
What'd you say about Mike Brown yesterday?
Hey, you want me to say it, I'll say it. But, you know, like, give me the green light, I'll say it right now.
Go ahead. Ain't no wrong with
it. I don't know if I let Mike coach my church league team. It was jokes, but that's what I texted. It was jokes.
Well, the text came through, and it was like, well.
Some other things were said after that.
We're not going to divulge that just yet. Not yet.
We'll save that for the off season.
Why you guys do that to me? Always making me say stuff.
No, there's nothing wrong with what you said. There's nothing wrong with that.
There isn't. I mean, it's looking like he wasn't. He didn't have a pulse on this particular team.
Point being, let's talk for a minute, though, because if Vivek was the driving force behind Zach LaVine, now I'm rewriting history a little bit because I think we provided great context to this in the moment. But when Luke was fired and they were working to get something done with Alvin Gentry and Doug's name was floated out there, oh, everyone, this is ridiculous. This is Vivek Ranadive meddling again. And we were very clear with what that was. It was a negotiation tactic. If Alvin doesn't want this job, we have someone we'll give it to. Whatever true reality was behind that, I'm not sure. Obviously, there's no hard feelings between the Kings, Vivek, and Alvin Gentry because Alvin's still here.
Right.
But it was, oh, Vivek meddling, doing this, doing that again, trying to get Doug Christie in there. How's that working? Now, at the same time, don't get me wrong. I think Vivek is at fault for some of what's going on here. But you look at the front office, the thing that will hang over my head the most when evaluating the front office future is it seems clear now, very, very 8K clear, which you can't even see. They sell these stupid TVs, you can't even see 8K. You didn't want Mike Brown. And you kind of re-signed him with a gun to your head from De'Aaron Fox. And then at some point, you just pushed the gun away and said, you're both out of here. And I guess maybe you deserve credit for that. But why did you sign him? If you didn't want him here, why did you sign him?
Well.
And last thing, sorry.
Yeah.
If you were pushed to re-sign him by someone else, then you don't matter anyways.
I got some thoughts about that. I got some thoughts.
Kenny's retort next. You're on ESPN 1320. Are we going? Shout out to that boy, Jake Gaden.
Big up, sorry guy, Jake.
Hey, make sure you're following at KingKC_916.
You got it.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Easy. At KingKC_916. It was that quick.
I always thought I Am K Redacted would have worked.
Well,
I don't that's funny. I thought you should have taken ownership of the name. Like, it's yours now. But, you know, not all of us are built for that. Not all of, you know, not all of us can be fighters. It's all right. You know, world would have been fine without the Fred Hamptons and the Huey P. Newtons. And, you know, none of us are built like that.
I ain't fighting for him.
Well, no, I'm saying to fight to take the name back.
Oh, they could have the name.
Make sure you're following at D'Lo and KC, at Kevin Wake Up Call. You can see the new cooking comedy of Kevin and Kenny, Sky River Casino, this week. They went out with our boy Leezy.
Yeah.
Did some work in the kitchen.
Shout out to my girl Candy. She was the one that she was the head chef there that oversaw everything. Didn't really direct us because it was a challenge. She couldn't do that, but she oversaw, made sure we didn't burn the house down.
It was so funny. Kenny was telling the story to me in Complex last night. He was like, yeah, it just came out awful. Like, Kevin's was good, mine was bad. And I kept thinking, you had a chef. Like, how did it come out bad? Well, that explains it. You were just told, hey, do what you can, bro. Figure it out.
She was there. She was like, all right, now put this in here. Put the salt in there or whatever. But it was never like this much.
So to be clear, when it was told to me what you were doing, it wasn't that. It wasn't that you were just going to be given some ingredients, an industrial kitchen, and told to go cook them. I thought they were going to be, all right, here's what you do, KC. Here's what you do, Kev. Man. Let's get this stuff together. Let's see what we can do.
I mean, they had everything there for us. Like, they had the portions there or whatever. They would just, okay, put this in now, put this in there. So it wasn't like we were completely blind, but yeah. And then on top of that, it was like, hey, you guys got about an hour.
Well, yeah, that's
figure this out now.
That's the other thing. Yeah, that's kind of tough. Yeah, because we've got to open the restaurant, jackass. Get your stupid little biscuits and gravy or whatever it was cooked, and we can get out of here.
Kevin's was great, and then the ones they made that they're like this is what it's supposed to look like. Those were bomb. And I'm not even crazy about biscuits and gravy, but theirs was bomb.
Okay,
I'll go back to get that biscuits and gravy.
Where was the biscuits and gravy served at? Was that the Dragon Bowl?
That's where we cooked. I think the biscuits and gravy is served in the breakfast shop.
Oh, they got a breakfast spot. That's right.
I think that's where it's made up.
We're never there for breakfast. So I always,
24 hours.
I always. Oh.
Yeah, 24 hours. I'm going to slide in there one of these 3 a.m.s. Just go get breakfast.
I don't believe it. I'm not going to do that.
Well, you'd be out till 3 a.m. nowadays.
I do. Your boy be outside. Oh, happy birthday to my dog, Io.
Hey, happy birthday, Io.
That's my man, man. He's not listening.
Go Blue.
Guarantee. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
What else could he be doing but listening?
Working, influencing state legislature. He has a job that matters.
Yeah. Hey, get Gavin Newsom to change his mind. Keep these state workers at home. What are we doing here?
Yeah, they really. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
is that a game changer at the?
Yeah, absolutely. We gotta find school, daycare.
Man.
We're gonna pick up the kids. It's shifting a lot.
Odyssey daycare coming soon.
Need to. Whoa. Well, I ain't gonna say because I don't know, but there's a little baby floating around here. I don't think it's a secret because she's like, look,
who?
Malia's pregnant? Word? Hey, Malia! I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't either. I went to go get the little bites, and she was like, I liked her shirt.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, let's see what the plaid shirt.
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah, dressing for two now. I said, what? What? Oh, girl, get over here.
I'm thinking that. I started running through all the women in this office. I was like, there's no way Megan's pregnant again. There's no way. She cannot pop out kids at this rate. Then I started thinking, well, it's not that one. So I'm just running through. I'm running through names like, ooh, all right.
Yeah, so I don't know. Jesse, Ryan can sit right there.
That's fine, yeah. She can help cut podcasts.
She could help.
Hey,
I'm like, you're going to come to the studio. You're going to work.
Hey, I just got an email from our girl, Kelly. She said, hi, D-Lo and KC. But what's funny to me is it's hi, D-Lo, D-L-O. Not everybody includes the dash. There Shout out go. To her. Yeah. And KC, K-A-C-I-E.
What?
Oh, no.
K-A-C-I-E.
You need to go correct that right
Come
now,
on,
brother.
What we doing, man?
She really went the long route instead of doing? Just going, like she, I think she believes KC is his first name.
And that's crazy because usually you would just do like C-A-S-E-Y, like Casey. She said okay. K-A-C-I.
Who spells Casey like that?
Kelly, obviously. Maybe she knows.
That's why.
Maybe no, she knows a Casey.
But what's funny is, does she not know that Casey is your initials?
Maybe
and
not.
Casey Caraway.
Maybe not.
Casey. Does she know your name is Kenny?
The email says Kenny Caraway.
I wonder,
to get in contact with me, you have to put in Kenny Caraway.
No, I don't know that that's true, and I'm about
well,
to check.
Definitely ain't K-A-C-I-E. I mean,
well, hold on.
Just pull up the name tag.
If I go, so 2KC. Oh, no, you're right. It doesn't work. If I
email myself every day.
If I just type K, well, there's Kenny, Katie, and Kyle right there. Well, yeah, I have no explanation for that one.
That one is wild. Yeah.
That one is wild.
Like to know what you think Kenny's name is and to why you spell it like that.
Oh, man. Maybe she come back on the show and Cooper can come on too.
Nope.
I'm gonna hit the dumb button.
No, nah, man, we are not having a.
Shout out Cooper.
We are not having a. We are not having Kelly's kids on this show again. You want a daycare in this studio? It will. It'll be the Ike Turner daycare. You do not want that.
The Joe
Jackson.
They were on the show. Dame shot me a look. I was like, oh, yes, it's not going well.
Jackson honorary daycare here.
I'll be sitting up here with a belt in my hand like Dwayne and Travis. I'm like, go ahead. Yes. I'm about to treat you like Cody Rhodes.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. This place is funny, man.
It is. It is.
This play, well,
but the whole moral of the story is Io.
Happy birthday, Io. Congratulations.
And talk to your boy, man.
No.
Yeah, we got to chill with all that.
State workers back to foot.
But so, you know what was going to happen? They didn't build all these buildings. They ain't going to let them be empty.
What? So, like, is it the stay-at-home thing just became a, we can, I mean, we've shown we can work from home. Why go back to the office?
That's pretty much what it's been, right? Yeah, pretty much. And at the very least, you got telework. Like she's got to go in 5 days out of the month, so it just ends up being 1 week. And that's fair enough. Hey. Personally, I like the balance. Like, I wouldn't want to be at home every day. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the balance of going into the office every now and then. Sometimes, like, I wish it was, like, now, like, 3 days in, 2 days out, something like that. But the whole stay at home all day, I don't like that, but
see, that's not the move. The move is the 4 day work weeks where you're working 4 tens. You get that extra day off. That's what we need.
No, what we need is just how about just 4 days, six? We don't need 10.
Well, yeah.
Like, why we got to kill ourselves to get extra?
That's the thing. If you want to pay me, like, whatever for these 4 days, that's fine. But I'm willing to work a couple extra hours for this day off. I got a buddy who's got Monday off. He lives.
I work 10 hours, 5 days a week.
How about just treat us like we're human?
See, we're past that.
We don't have to do 10 hours. We don't have to work 5 days. 4 days regular work.
Because whatever jackass negotiated the collective bargaining agreement to start the work life really screwed us over, because apparently this was some sort of lifetime CBA we signed.
Oh, would you think it was CJ McCollum? Is that who?
This got more NFL vibes than it does NBA vibes.
Who signed this?
This is Jeff Saturday out here like, yeah, go ahead.
There's 500 people who didn't sign it. Now we're stuck with it.
Yeah, Jeff Saturday didn't run it past any of the player representatives. Just like, no, sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract.
Good knowledge. good Tyson knowledge from you right
there. Well, you've said it 40 times on this show.
Sign the contract, big boy. Sign the contract. I'm excited in your blood, punk.
I don't know, man. I might get faded into Bolivian. You know what I mean?
He did, too. We ain't seen him since Jake Paul.
David, like David said, lifetime CBA, no renegotiation.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
We just stuck.
Yeah. And what? In Europe, don't they get a nap? And don't they work 4 hours?
I don't know 4 days? What they get in Europe.
I think they get 4 days and they get a nap.
I don't know what they
get. They get like a nap break.
Yeah, they do get a nap. That's crazy.
And they call it a siesta.
Trump going to have us arrested for not working 12 hours a day any minute.
This guy. Shout out Robert De Niro.
Always shout. I don't even know why, but always shout out Robert De Niro.
Yeah, he let his feelings be known at the Oscars.
He's got a show on Netflix, too, right now.
He does. Yeah. Oh, that's a show?
Yeah, it's a limited series show.
Okay.
I kind of been watching. It's all right. It's not bad.
Episode 5. I'm at episode 5.
Paradise? I finished the season this morning.
Whoa.
Hey.
Is 7 like that?
Yes.
Okay, hey, I don't know when I'm going to get there.
We ain't got to say no more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already, like, season 2 is set up perfect. I'm excited. Like, Paradise is one of them ones.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know when I'm going to get there, man.
Oh, you have to. This is for work. This is for work.
I'm trying.
This is for work. I know you work a million hours and stuff. I get it. Trust me. I know. But you got to figure it out.
It's not that. It's not that. It's I can't watch it alone.
Oh, no, I get that. Yeah, no. I told Crystal on Thursday, do you want to watch this with me? And instantly, I made a mistake. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this in time. But we finished this morning.
It's like that. I mean, might just get to the point where they say, I don't watch nothing with you. She's already watched Paradise.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. I even offered, hey, you want to watch this? No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I'm cool.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I still can't watch Blackish if I want to, though, for whatever reason.
Well, just don't tell her.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going
to
do that.
Now she ain't even going to be able to watch the show no more. She got to take her ass back to work. Jazz ain't going to know. Jazz ain't going to know anything that's going on anymore. She back at the office, fielding phone calls.
Io, talk to your mans. Come on now.
What's funny is Io's probably like, I pushed that bill through. Y'all be sitting around doing nothing. Hey. Meanwhile, Io's working 12 hours a day. He's like, I'll push that bill. If I got to work, everybody
got
to work.
Look, man, they got these pretty buildings that they're building out there. They did not build that for people to stay at home.
Mm.
I believe that years ago. I said, oh, maybe this will be the future. Maybe we'll just stay at home. Then I saw them cranes in the sky. Shout out Salon. I said, oh, no.
Never mind. It's the future at Odyssey because you come in any Monday, Friday, ain't nobody here.
That's right.
It's a 3-day work week here. Schedule.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Monday and Friday.
Yeah, Monday and Friday. They're not here.
Yeah.
Like, this is what it is.
Yeah. Lights be off over here.
Yeah. If one of us don't have to go to the bathroom, the whole building shuts down. Just the building powers down.
Don't let one of the bosses be gone.
Oh, man. The funny thing is, Big Boss here every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Every single day.
Yeah. Big up Storm. Big up Storm. I see him cooking.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.